Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday, February the 7th. We've been continually interrupted while trying to record Newsbox by people phoning up our office wanting us to run a theatre. What a bunch of arseholes. So here is the news, hopefully uninterrupted this time. Ooh, Xena's just picked up a tea towel. She's put it over the answer phone. That might work. You never know. What's the news?
There has been a mail bomb sent 4 times, different places.
Is it like a chain mail?
Yeah, that mood. Who'd done it, Michelle?
I don't know.
Who'd done it?
I don't know.
Where were you at the post box?
Me.
It could have been you. It didn't go off very well. It didn't do very much.
Exactly. I've done a good mail bomb.
Would you? What would you have used?
Sherbet.
A nail and some chapati flour.
Yes. Sherbet. The interesting thing is they've targeted motoring organisations, or motoring related organisations, like people who provide film for speed cameras. It's a little bit obscure. The people who collect the money for the congestion charge. So there's obviously disgruntled motorists.
It's a very angry man. It's not a woman.
Of course it's not a woman.
A woman would be so fucking stupid.
A woman would probably write bitchy emails and maybe scrawl, "I hate you," in lipstick. She would send the mail bomb.
Isn't it weird that whenever something dumb happens, like a war or a nail bomb, you know it's a man that's done it?
That is true, yes. It's just the way things are.
And yet they say the female of the species are more deadly than the male.
Oh, well, talking about that, I'm going to skip ahead the news. So, you know, yesterday we were talking about the astronaut, the lady astronaut.
Oh, yeah.
We fancied a man astronaut, so she kidnapped another lady astronaut and tried to kidnap her so that she wouldn't get off with the one that she fancied. Mm-hmm. Quite extreme behaviour. There's a full story, full expose today. The love rival is a lot prettier than her. She's quite glamorous. She's got a beret, whereas this one's just got a beanie. The one who done the kidnapping
goes to show.
No, this is the interesting thing. She decided to drive cross country to go and pick up this woman and kidnap her, but she wore a nappy all the way, so she would have to stop and go for a wee. That is nuts. That's something a man might do.
But she stopped to go and buy some nappies and then fiddle around putting one on.
Yeah.
I bet she. She's probably one of these people that quite likes wetting themselves or shitting themselves. She does it a lot.
Perhaps.
That's why she wanted to go out with the other astronaut. In fact, that's why she is an astronaut.
So she can just do it in her suit.
Yeah, and not get done for it.
That is exactly why she's an astronaut.
Because it's the only place it's socially acceptable
that way in
to crap yourself is in space.
Good
and we've figured it all out here.
Good point. Margaret Thatcher's having a statue made of her.
Mm-hmm. Is she dead?
She's not dead. She's still alive, but she has lost her marbles. So they've made a marble... I'm going to do this joke again. So they've made a marble statue of her.
Very good. Would it be a one-er or a two-er or a dobber?
It's going to be a dobber.
Or a 20-er.
Oily. It's going to be an oily.
A 20-er.
Anyway, usually they do wait. She's going to be next to Winston Churchill. They usually wait 5 years after someone's death. They do a statue of her. The sculptor's been hanging around with his chisel for ages, going to your carcass soon, and she's still going, so...
Perhaps it's time for a lethal injection.
I don't know if she was for or against that sort of thing, but it's an idea.
She'd probably be for it. She'd probably go, yeah, don't waste money on somebody that's pointless. And can't give anything. We can't get anything out of her. She can't get anything out of her because she's incapable. Apparently, according to you.
No, she's slightly lost her memory.
Right.
Her short-term memory's not very good. But she's still quite wise, I think. She's still quite rational.
You say that, but she did go to war. Which is...
Like a man.
Like a man. I think she did it, though, because she felt like she had to be like a man.
She did have some male characteristics. Primarily the penis.
I'm very small titty.
Downing Street today, they're all relieved.
Why?
Breathing a sigh of relief. Because the fella at the centre of the Cash for Honours scandal has been let off. They're like, you're in the clear, there's Smith. So everyone else is like, phew, he was the worst one, so we should get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So Vicar Dibley's been remade in America with Kirstie Alley in the lead role.
And I hope they're fat or thin.
She's thin at the moment, but I imagine she will be fat by the time they get around filming it due to
the requirements
of the role. And then Oprah's going to get annoyed with her.
Surprised they didn't get Renee Zellweger to do it, because she's good at plumping up and plumping down.
We could have got a fat person to do it. I tell you, it'd be good, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, no.
Not in America.
Don't have a real fat person. Who's that flag?
Oh, that's the winner of Page 3 Arnold, who claims that she's got 30F breasts, but they're clearly a lot smaller than that.
Yeah.
30 is quite little. She was training as an architect, but now she's decided to sit around in her pants with a nipped out for a living.
I'd say she... I know.
Well, she could maybe do the two in tandem. She could do a bit of modelling to keep her through her degree. Mm-hmm. And then go into the more profitable area of architecture.
Hmm.
Someone has invented some roses. There's a lot of rose inventing going on at the moment. They had some long stalk ones the other day.
These ones are a very vibrant
colour. Are you going to get a lovely present?
I can't wait for Valentine's Day.
I love Valentine's Day. It's very 50.
Oh, it's so romantic. Lots of cards, presents, probably a romantic holiday.
Ooh, that's nice.
You know what I love? I love to get one of those little fluffy bears that says, I love you.
I'd like a really big padded card.
That means a lot to my heart.
I'd like a res lacy teddy. Someone's made some roses, they're all bright colours, a bit 80s. It looks like a bit of 80s Athena poster style art to me.
Yeah, they're fucking cool.
I hate them.
We talked about before, we didn't even like putting lipstick on a baby, but not quite that bad.
Gilding the lily. Ingrid
Wanking
Tarrant
all over the lily.
And Chris Tarrant have got divorced.
Shitting on a lily.
Lily Allen. A woman has won the lottery. Sensibly, she's giving up her crappy job at Tesco's. She's going to buy a new house, go on holiday to Australia.
Have some cheesy pasta and a wank.
Exactly, she's doing all of those things. Good work. Don't pretend that you want to keep working while you're doing it. She'll earn, interesting, you'll like this, £170 an hour on interest. She just put it all in a high interest account, but she wouldn't be able to spend any of it then. Up on a new house. Mm. Who's that lady there? With a smart, asymmetrical brunette bob.
Dunno.
Sienna Miller.
Oh.
She's also pushed her tits together. Tits cleavage. This is for a magazine shoot. She looks different.
Different.
Still pretty.
Yeah, she looks pretty cool.
Bit like me.
Child porn on the rise. So they shouldn't be letting this sort of thing go on in schools. Stop it. If you see it going on in the playground and you're a dinner lady or a teacher, go up to them and say, stop it.
It's not reenacting porn.
And little kids shouldn't have camera phones anyway.
Well, true. There's a woman called Victoria Newton who does the bizarre column in The Sun. She's an idiot. She hates Hugh Grant. She wants him to leave the country because he keeps moaning.
As much as she does.
If you're going to read this in full, and you can see what my problem with it is. Radio 2's Chris Evans has gone all new age, ranting in his blog that he wants to have a day gliding, do a tandem parachute jump and climb Snowdon. He adds, I have radically changed my lifestyle. The world is a crazy place. There has never been more reason for us to be sane. Now, is that not being interested in extreme sports rather than being new age?
I wouldn't say it's new age. I've noticed a change in him, to be honest.
Really?
And for the better.
From listening to him on the radio too?
Yeah, but I don't think that he's gone all new age. I think he's just kind of opening his mind and not being a twat.
But there you go. So I think she's stupid for saying he's new age.
Yeah.
Elise Dixon, formerly of Mystique, married to So Solid Crew Love Rat DJ Harvey, who ran off with Javine, who frankly isn't as good looking as Alicia, I don't think. No, if you want to buy her wedding dress, she designed it herself and it is on sale on eBay. From the very small picture, it looks alright. £2,000 reserve price.
She's a bit skinned
though. No, she's giving it to charity, she just doesn't want to hang around. Also, Coca-Cola's selling hers on eBay as well.
She is skinned.
Yeah.
Because Brian only gave her 70 grand.
It's not a lot to live on, is it?
If someone gave me 70 grand, I'd probably give up everything.
I'd do an Iceland ad, that'd be it. There's an incompetent gang going around killing teenagers in South London. I tell you what, if you're annoyed by that, if you're listening, if you're a member of the gang who goes around killing people in South London, and you're annoyed with me, why don't you come and try and kill me? You'll fuck it up. So far, they've killed two teenagers. They managed to get the wrong person both times. They're cretins.
Oh, right, great. So they're going to come and try and kill you and they'll accidentally get me.
Well, so be it.
Well,
but, we've
both got different accents.
I don't think they care. To be honest, they probably won't be able to spot us because we're not black. But, I don't know.
A man has been recklessly giving HIV injections with his cock to...
Is this the chef man?
To unwilling ladies. Well, they were willing, but they didn't realise what they were getting an injection of.
They should have insisted he used condom.
Mm-hmm. Well, they should have at least said, have you grays?
Are you clean?
Yeah.
Now, come to the woods with me. a tiny pig has been born. Demonstrate its tininess. They've stood it next to a pint of beer. I mean, it's very small and very cute, but don't try and get a little tiny pig drunk. It's obviously, it's tiny. It's not going to have much of a
it's
capacity.
It's the size of a guinea pig.
Yeah, guinea pig.
But it's not a guinea pig, it's a pig.
It's an actual pig.
Is it a pygmy? Is it going to grow any bigger?
No, I think it's just the runt of the litter, I suppose. It will get bigger, yeah.
Was I talking about...
You said something about a runt.
Yesterday, yeah. Anyone got any runts out there?
Send them in!
There's been some plans unveiled today, for the House of Lords shake-up that we've been waiting for 10 years.
Yeah.
And they said, let's have some elected peers. Which has been the obvious thing. Vote for us. Get us in
How
there.
How does it work? How do you get elected as a peer?
Somebody will need to say, I think this person. Somebody else go, oh, yes, I agree. And then you go on a shortlist and you have to be like Pop Idol, but peer idol, peer pressure idol. But I think we'd be great in the House of Lords.
I'd love to be in the House of Lords.
Would we be able to wear a wig?
Yeah.
Good.
I think you can wear what you like, because obviously it's smart.
I have to get some new heels.
A letter inviting a woman to a family funeral has been delivered 19 years late. This woman was invited to her aunt's funeral by a cousin in 1988. It hasn't turned up, and she's just arrived. And you'd think you'd go, after that time, you know, 19 years, you'd probably got over it and gone, oh, come. The letter got lost in the post.
You'd probably laugh about it, to be honest.
You would laugh at no, she's. It's disgusting the letter has taken so much time to get here. She's horrified, this woman. She's 80, so she's not got much better to do. It's just, you know, get over it.
Get over your bag.
yeah.
Lots of cancer abouts on the rise, even more so than ever.
Watch out,
cancer abouts. Watch out, cancer.
Oh, we've all got to die of something, haven't we?
Well, not according to that man I watched a documentary about.
Oh. What did he say?
You know, you can cryogenically have your body frozen,
uh-huh.
And they take all the blood out and replace it with other stuff so that you don't get ice damage in uh-huh. your body whilst you're frozen. But if you want the cheap option of that, because that is quite expensive, the cheap option is just to have your head, and then they'll hopefully be able to give you somebody else's body.
In a way, I think it's arrogant to assume that people in the future are going to be asked to resurrect you. Do you know what I mean? We go, right, here we are in the future, there's a population crisis. Should we get Walt Disney out?
We all need a cartoon.
Yeah, he might have a few more animals in him.
Yeah.
That would be good. I don't think they're going to bother.
Well,
I mean, at least Walt Disney's famous.
There's a good business, you know, people are paying a lot of money.
People are idiots. I bet it's mainly men.
But imagine just having your head...
Like
just
that,
having your head
and
your penis.
That's all you need. there's a thing called Wags Boutique on, which is wives and girlfriends of football players running a boutique. Self-explanatory, maybe. And there's one girl who's in it who's pretending to go out with a footballer, but she isn't. And she's been forced to clean the toilets now. Don't know why I told that story.
Don't watch it, it really encourages them. Ask me about any medical condition.
I would like to know about Ebola.
Ebola?
Yes.
Well, that's easy. You get it from a monkey, it makes all your body go to liquid, and then you die after you shut yourself.
Shall I fill in for you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that man who went around strangling prostitutes before Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Well, he's been charged, but they haven't done the trial yet. But one of the prostitutes is now getting buried.
Oh, finally. There's not much left.
No, she's been hanging around for a bit. A pub has sparked fury after 6 years. Someone's noticed that this is quite offensive. They serve Barrymore pie, describing it on the menu as faggot swimming in gravy.
That's fantastic.
But someone's now got annoyed about it after it's been on the menu 6 years. Did it 6 years ago, pretty much immediately. Oh, this is what I meant to tell you. If you go to Morrison's, Smash, you get 50% extra free, 79p for a bag.
Oh, that's good. Less people have died of Ebola than have died of AIDS.
Well, of course that's true.
You mostly get it in the Congo.
Like on Bongo.
It strikes at devastating speed, so just fuck all you can do about it. A major outbreak would be a terrifying prospect, worse than bird flu.
Wow.
And the first symptoms are getting really hot and then dying. There you go. That's very interesting. That's the new medical section.
Ooh.
Every day you can ask me about anything.
I've got a bit of science to... more than 200 kinds of bugs live on our arms.
Oh.
Apparently, there's a virtual zoo of microscopic bacteria and obesities on your arms. Increased use of soaps and shower gels can kill off good bacteria. So, you want to keep these, they're friendly bacteria. It's like Yakult. Maybe have a bath in some yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, for the television, tricky. Tricky choice tonight. Dragon's Den, new series starts, at the same time as Relocation.
I'd go for Dragon's Den.
I don't know, I might go for Relocation. Dragon's Den is usually repeated late at night during the week. So, you know.
Got a quandary for you.
Right, go on.
If you're a lady.
I am a lady.
And you're lactating.
Yeah.
And
I'm not.
Somebody locks you. Well, say you fall down a well,
right,
and you're okay,
yeah,
but nobody can get anything to you. You've got quite large breasts, you can stick them in your mouth, so you can you can feed yourself.
They're always, in porn magazines, they're always licking their own nipples, aren't they?
Do they?
Yeah, you always see women going, have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I can't reach.
That's the closest I've ever got to trying. I think I might be able to.
I can.
You said you couldn't.
Obviously, I'll try it for a
while. I think it would be like tickling yourself.
Well, what I'm wondering is, how long would you survive for just drinking your own milk?
Well, I mean, apparently a human being can last 30 days without eating anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be getting liquid anyway,
mm-hmm.
I suppose. So you wouldn't die of thirst, exactly, but obviously what's in it is slightly different. It's the nutritional needs of a tiny baby.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
you'd grow at the speed of a baby.
Thank you. But that didn't work. You wouldn't get the full nutrients.
Problem comes if you have a wee.
You'd have very wet poos.
Would you?
Probably.
See,
if you had any poos anymore.
I mean, the ideal would be if you stopped peeing and wooing.
Yeah.
Because you need to keep all of it in you.
Right.
In order to maintain your current body weight.
I'd like to think that after a few days, someone would notice that you've fallen down the well.
Sat there breastfeeding yourself.
Ooh, what if there's a rat in there? Would you breastfeed it?
Well, better it have that than, you know, try
what about the baby?
The baby? Well, that's...
I mean, presumably if you're lactating, then the baby...
That's been taken for safety.
Okay.
It's gone feral, so dogs are looking after it.
You'd think that they were going to alert the authorities or something, wouldn't you? Like Lassie's a dial. Mum's fallen down a well. So any more news?
Yes, illegal logging has been killing orangutans, and I don't think that means illegal pooing. I think it means cutting down trees. They fall onto the orangutan. It dies.
Oh, that's quite sad.
If you're a lumberjack, watch out for the orangutans. They're really nice.
Yeah.
They've got wise old faces, haven't they? Even the babies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the babies are really cute.
I don't mind them, even though they're ginger.
So, that's a big big shout out to all the orangutans. Thanks for listening.
Ooh, let Gary Glitter out. Why not? We need someone like him in the pop chart.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, isn't it?
Bye.
Risk over.
Bye.